What up, everybody? This is Rio De Niro, and this is the Beat House Radio. It's our podcast on Anchor. You know how it is. You know, we got the regular radio show, 24/7 streaming radio for independent artists out there. Go to the Beat House, DABATHOUSE.com, and you can hear the music, all that good independent live indie music playing 24/7 365. Check us out on social media, The Beat House on everything. Make sure to follow us on Twitter. That's how you get those now playing live alerts. So anyway, topic of the day. Well, it's been the topic for like 4 or 5 days or whatever. It's probably been a couple weeks, but as of late, everybody's talking about Kanye West, and I gotta say, I agree with Kanye West. I agree that you got the freedom to say whatever you want to say. And I'm gonna have to say that me, I'm done with Kanye. I feel like everybody out there should be done with Kanye. I feel like we should boycott Kanye. We shouldn't give this man any more attention that he needs to get. We shouldn't give him any more money. We shouldn't buy his Yeezys. We shouldn't buy his music. We shouldn't do anything that have to do with Kanye, because this guy has lost his mind. How the hell do you think that slavery was a choice? All those years that they systematically raped our community, raped our people, not just physically, but mentally. They set up everything around us to bring us down. They trained us so that our kids grew up, all right, some kids of people that were enslaved grew up in slavery and never understood freedom. They never understood what it was to be free. So you have years of them belittling the black man so that the black woman could feel like he's inferior. They would just take the black woman and go ahead and rape them. And if the husband or the black man would try to do anything to stop it, they would die. Sometimes they would kill them anyway. They gave us scraps. They made us feel like animals. Matter of fact, in the Constitution, they told us what percentage of a man that the Negro was. We were less than a man in the Constitution. 400 years of systematic oppression. And it was by choice. Come on, Kanye. Go, please, read Miseducation of the Negro, because you are miseducated. Maybe if you learn about all the stuff that was done to us, you wouldn't be saying stuff like this. You couldn't be out here being Kanye if it wasn't for the brave people that did get us to where we are today. But your response or your thought is, man, we outnumbered them, so we should have been able to do something. We're just sitting there. Are you serious? Are you serious? I wish I would buy another Kanye anything. I wish I would give you more money so you could walk around in your mansion and feel like you're a genius. You're not a genius. You're not a genius. You feel like you're a genius. People keep calling you a genius. If you're a genius, you'd been able to figure out that slavery wasn't by choice. Dumbass. And if anybody out there feels like Kanye and want to follow him, like the whole Trump thing, all right, go ahead, do what you got to do. But this slavery thing, that really pissed me off. Because now these kids got to listen to you, and some kids are like sheep, and they're going to think that, hey, well, Kanye said that slavery was by choice, and then you're going to have these black kids out here thinking that, well, there's a bunch of lazy black slaves that didn't want to get out of slavery. Dumbass. Kanye, done with you, Ye. And I really, really wish that everybody would boycott the shit out of you. For real. And yo, usually when I'm talking about a certain topic or talking about a certain artist or whatever, I usually play some of their music during my podcast, but not this time. I'm not playing any Kanye West. I'm done with Kanye West, for real. No Jesus Walks, no Through the Wire, none of my favorite tracks, dude. Gotta delete you from my phone as far as all of your music. I'm done with you. And that's why Jay-Z don't fuck with you. Because he saw your crazy ass going down this dumbass path. So he was like, I gotta stay clear. He did the same shit with Dame Dash. Acting crazy, I gotta stay clear. That's why I love Jay-Z as a businessman and as an artist, because he knows how to pick and choose who to align himself with to move forward for greatness. And he knows not to do super dumb shit. Like, yeah, okay, he cheated on Beyonce and that was dumb shit. But he even went on and apologized, made a whole album talking about what he did. Kanye West, dumbass, is standing behind his dumbass comments and how he supports Trump. He's standing behind his dumbass comments about slavery shit. And shouts out to Van from TMZ. Man, I got the utmost respect for you. I used to think of you as just some side dude on TMZ, and now I see you as an intelligent black man that really knows how to take a stand and for something he believes in, and being real. And I thank you, Kanye. Once again, you've made another person, you know, step their game up. Take to the next level. Now you got Van that's going to be pretty popular. They were on CNN talking about him, clapping for him for what he said. Every talk show, everybody's talking about Van and how he was so well spoken on how he handled you. All right? So, just like how you elevated Taylor Swift's career on the VMAs when you did that BS, you did the same thing for Van. So keep on. And I feel sorry for Kim Kardashian, who I don't even like the Kardashians. But now I feel sorry for her because she has to support you and try to defend your comments and all that because she's your wife. I feel sorry for your kids that's going to see this video one day and see what you said about slavery. You dumbass. You're such a dumbass and you don't realize it. You got so many people that look up to you and look at this bullshit that you're doing. Kanye is sad. It's a sad, sad day in hip hop. It's a real sad day. I don't even care about the damn Trump stuff, like I said. I care more about this slavery shit that you said. So, once again, people, let's boycott Kanye, please. Please boycott Kanye. Don't buy his shit. You want to give this man some money for real? He thinks slavery was a choice? So you want to give him more money? So that he thinks that he could be president one day? For real? Y'all have fun with that. All right? Have fun.